Hello.
Hello, good evening. Good evening, ma'am. My name is Jay. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We just conducted a public opinion poll, and we would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. And are you at least 18 years of age?
Yep.
Thank you. I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Now, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today, to the best of your knowledge?
I have no idea.
I have a list right here. I'm going to read it real quick, okay? You can pick one. Economy, the jobs and inflation in Minnesota, the taxes, the government spending, the education, the health care, the moral social issues in Minnesota, the environment, the crime and drugs. If you have to pick one, just for the sake of research.
Government spending.
The taxes and government spending. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue? I have a list. I'm going to read it real quick. Fossil fuels, carbon emissions, need to move to a renewable energy, water pollution, climate change, global warming, air pollution, wetlands, or overpopulation. If you have to pick one.
I don't know.
Okay, we can move on. Now, what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota? Is it the water pollution in Minnesota, the air pollution, the global warming, the climate change, recycling, forest management, protect wetlands, mining, nuclear waste, endangered species, timber harvest, landfill space? If you have to pick one, just for the sake of research, well, which one will be the environmental issue facing Minnesota?
I don't know.
Okay, we can move on, ma'am. I appreciate you taking the time, believe me. And there's no right or wrong answers, okay? Now, moving to a different topic. Using the scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota's industry? How about the medical and manufacturing industry? How would you rate them? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor when it comes to the performance on the environmental?
I really don't have an idea.
Okay, no problem, man. No, no problem. How about when it comes to the mining industry? How would you rate the environmental performance in the mining industry? To the best of your knowledge, if you heard anything about the mining industry and so on, do you have an opinion?
I really don't.
Okay, how about the forest produce industry? How would you rate them? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor when it comes to the environmental performance in Minnesota?
Boy, if I was in that industry, I'd probably have an opinion, but I really am not.
Okay, no problem. No problem, man. We're going to move to a different topic, but it's just the last one. Electric utilities, how would you rate that industry? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor? Or you have no opinion?
I have no opinion on it.
How about the agriculture and farming? Same question.
I don't know.
Okay. Now, how about the industry? This last one. The industry of refining. How would you rate them? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor when it comes to the environmental performance?
I'm not sure.
Okay. No problem, ma'am. Let's move to the next one, okay? I really appreciate your patience. Ma'am, how would you rate the job of each of the following agencies and groups? How do you will rate the jobs? How do you think they do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? How about the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources? How would you rate them? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor? When it comes to managing the forests and the natural resources in Minnesota, if you heard anything, can you share your opinion? How would you rate them?
I have no idea. I just am out here in the middle of nowhere, so I just really.
Well, after this one, after this one, we're going to move to a different one, and it's way different, believe me, ma'am. So you can share your opinion, okay? But I appreciate you taking the patience, ma'am. I'm required to read verbatim, and that's the reason why I want to continue reading. But I already know your answer, but just for the sake of a research, okay, you just provide your answer, even if it's no opinion, okay? How about the forest and timber industry? How would you rate them? Excellent, good, just very poor?
Not sure.
Okay. How about the county land departments? Excellent, good, just very poor?
No, I have no idea.
Okay. How about the environmental groups? Same question.
No, I have no idea.
Same answer? Okay. Yep. How about the U.S. Forest Service? Same question.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay. How about this one? How important do you feel the forest produce industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say that industry, it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important? What's your opinion?
Well, I think it's needed. I don't know.
Somewhat important? Should I record that as your answer?
Yeah,
or very important? Somewhat. Okay, thank you. Now, ma'am, how significant a role do you think the forest produce industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Will you say it will play a very significant role in the economy in the future? Somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant? What's your opinion, to the best of your knowledge?
I would say somewhat.
Somewhat significant? Okay, great. Now, each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. Now, how many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested? What's your opinion?
Boy, I have no idea.
Okay. You didn't hear nothing on the news, but let's move to the next one. Ma'am, do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 1970s? More, fewer, or about the same? What's your opinion?
Probably the same. I don't know.
Same, about the same? Okay. Should I record that as your answer, about the same? Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay, now, ma'am, do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future? Yes or no? To the best of your knowledge.
I would say no.
Okay. Now, what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say it has a positive impact, no impact, or a negative impact?
Well, I would say it's a positive.
Positive impact. Okay, thank you, ma'am. I do appreciate your patience. Now, ma'am, do you feel that it's possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not? What's your opinion?
I'm not
yes
sure
no?
on that.
Okay. We can move to the next one. No worry, man. There's no right or wrong answer. You're doing great. Thank you. Believe me. Now, do you feel there is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness area? Yes or no?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Now, the next one, it says, some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Now, the question is, do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products? Yes or no? Your opinion is what matters. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, let's go to the next one. We're almost done. Do you feel that is appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forest for use as a biofuel or to generate electricity in Minnesota? Yes or no?
Not sure.
Okay. Now, do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use as a biofuel or to generate electricity in Minnesota? Yes or no?
Do they really do that?
Well, that's what they're trying to do, I believe. So that's what the study is being conducted now. But your opinion is what matters, you know. I'm just required to read by Baden. But let me read it again. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use the whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forest for use as a biofuel or to generate electricity in Minnesota? Yes or no?
Oh, my God, no.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm sorry. Have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest produce industry? Yes or no?
No, I haven't.
Okay. And do you donate money to the environmental causes? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Now, the Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Now, much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provided needed jobs and income to community members. Now, the question is, do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component, a minor component, or is a fading component of the Minnesota state economy? What's your opinion?
I'm not sure.
Okay, but according to what I remember, well, let's move on, okay, man? Not sure?
Yeah.
And now, like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry most significant problem is difficulty hiring and training qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Now, will you support or oppose the use of the state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Will you support that or oppose?
Oppose it.
Oppose? Okay, thank you. And now, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities, providing 200-plus hours certification training and operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest produce mills. Now, Wisconsin investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and child care. Now, the investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase on both the number and diversity of the workforce. Now, the question is, will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forest, and forest industry? Will you support or oppose that?
Probably oppose that.
Opposed? Thank you. Now, we're almost done, okay? I'm going to list several components of the program, and after each, please, ma'am, tell me if you support or oppose a state funding for that part of the program. Now, the part of the program that creates a new training program directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Will you support that or oppose?
Oppose.
Okay, and they increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed in the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities. Will you support that or oppose that?
I guess I don't agree with the government doing any of it, so.
Understood. I mean, you can say support or oppose, or we can move forward if you have no opinion.
Oppose.
Okay. Opposed? Okay. How about work with partners to address the other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues? Will you support that component of the program or oppose that?
Oppose.
Oppose. And the last one, get into a school classroom and start informing young people of the opportunities that forest worker jobs provide. Will you support that component or component of the program or oppose that component?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Now, let's finish this up, okay? I appreciate your patience. The final question, that just for statistical purpose only, but what is the highest level of education that you have completed? High school, technical, or grade school, some college, college graduate, or graduate degrees?
Some college.
Some college, thank you. And what is your age? Are you between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
50 to 60.
50 to 64. And how would you describe the community that you live in? Large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Rural.
Thank you. And is your annual household income 25,000, 25 to 49,000, 50 to 74,000, 75 to 99,000, or 100,000 plus?
I'm not going to answer that.
Okay, no problem. We can move on, ma'am. Now, do you consider your political views liberal or progressive, moderate, conservative? How do you consider your political views? Conservative, moderate, liberal, progressive?
Moderate.
Moderate. Thank you, ma'am. Now, in which of the following categories will you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retail self, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, a white-collar professional service or business owner, a business management or administration, or you retire homemaker, student, or not employee?
I'm a homemaker.
Homemaker. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, I'm sorry. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself a male or a female?
Female.
Thank you, ma'am. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me and share your opinion. Enjoy the rest of the evening, ma'am. Thank you very much, ma'am. Bye-bye.